Ever notice how some salespeople seem to effortlessly close deals while others grind endlessly with little to show for it? The difference isn't talent or luck. It's understanding what game you're actually playing. Sales isn't about convincing people to buy things they don't need. It's about building relationships, uncovering genuine needs, and positioning yourself as the obvious solution. The real secret? Your mindset shapes everything that follows. Walk into a meeting believing you'll fail, and your body language shifts, your voice wavers, and prospects sense the doubt instantly. Confidence isn't arrogance. It's the unshakable belief that your offering genuinely helps people. This foundation determines whether you'll spend your career chasing commissions or building a fortune through lasting partnerships. Roughly half of all sales happen because of friendship, not product superiority or price. When you're friends with customers, price negotiations evaporate, delivery demands soften, and mistakes get forgiven. Your toughest competitor can't blast you away from someone who considers you a friend. Building these connections requires leaning forward, engaging prospects before attempting to sell. Ask where they grew up or what brought them to their current city. These questions create non-threatening engagement that gets people talking about themselves. The critical difference? Authenticity. Customers instantly detect when you're asking personal questions as a technique rather than genuine interest. Find actual common ground, shared experiences, interests, or connections, rather than manufacturing artificial rapport. This relationship approach extends beyond individual interactions to become a business philosophy. Instead of constantly chasing new prospects, focus on existing customers who already trust you. Acquiring new customers costs 5 times more than retaining existing ones, and increasing retention by just 5% can boost profits by 25 to 95%. Powerful questions convert selling to buying by uncovering true needs and demonstrating expertise. Traditional sales focuses on telling, explaining features and benefits. Modern selling focuses on asking and listening, making prospects think about themselves in relation to your offering. Consider this 5-question framework. How do you select a product like this? Reveals decision criteria. How do you define each criterion? Clarifies their meaning. What makes that important to you? Uncovers true needs. If I could deliver those criteria, would I be a candidate for your business? Gains commitment. When could we begin? Establishes timing. Instead of pushing information at prospects, you're pulling information from them, revealing exactly how to sell to them. Develop 15 to 25 written questions that uncover needs and another 15 to 25 that create commitment. Effective questions must be clear, require productive thinking, and demonstrate your knowledge. People buy for their reasons, not yours. Questions are the only way to discover those reasons. Every prospect has an emotional trigger driving their decision. Find it through detective work. Ask about their status, pride, interests, dreams, and goals. Examine their office for awards or photos, revealing what matters most. The key isn't just asking, it's listening. Notice what they mention first, their tone, immediate reactions, detailed explanations, and emotional responses. Once identified, subtly reference these triggers by asking about their importance and weaving them throughout your presentation. Consider a prospect whose office displayed fishing trophies. Rather than immediately mentioning fishing, the salesperson asked thoughtful questions about outside interests. When fishing came up naturally, they shared a brief story, creating genuine connection. This led to a sale because the prospect preferred doing business with someone who shared their passion. This isn't manipulation. You're discovering what already matters and showing how your offering addresses it. The concept works because buying decisions are primarily emotional, not logical. People decide with emotion and justify with logic afterward. Being good isn't enough. You need to be memorably different. The wow factor differentiates you through preparation, creativity, and presentation excellence. When competitors send generic emails, you deliver personalized value. When they make standard presentations, you create interactive experiences. One salesperson gave out business cards for his cat as corporate mascot. People kept them and remembered him. Another hand-delivered a personalized gift basket that kept her talked about for weeks. The wow factor extends to every touchpoint, from quality business cards to thoughtful follow-up methods. Creating wow moments requires more effort than traditional approaches, but delivers substantial returns, higher closing rates, larger deals, and more referrals. In today's crowded marketplace, being memorably excellent isn't optional. It's the price of admission to top-tier sales success. Most salespeople dread objections, but they're actually opportunities, the moment when real selling begins. Either you sell the prospect on yes, or they sell you on no. The critical insight: most objections aren't actual objections, but stalls or white lies. Top stalls include, "I want to think about it," "We've spent our budget," "I need to talk it over," and "Get back to me later." True objections usually remain unstated. They lack money, can't get credit, lack decision authority, think they'll get a better deal elsewhere, have a preferred vendor, or don't trust you. Finding the real objection is essential. Listen carefully to distinguish stalls from real objections, qualify it as the only objection, confirm by rephrasing, answer completely with testimonials or comparisons, then ask a closing question. The master approach is prevention. Discuss potential objections in your presentation before prospects voice them. Identify all objections with your team, script powerful responses, develop supporting tools, and rehearse through role play. For prices too high, there are 5 possible meanings. They can't afford it, they can find it cheaper, they don't want to buy from you, they don't understand value, or they're not convinced yet. The master approach is double qualifying. If we can figure a way to make it affordable, will you take delivery right away? What they're often really saying is, "I want to buy. Show me a way." Closing is where preparation meets execution. Watch for buying signals, questions about availability, delivery, or pricing. Turn prospect questions into closes. "Do you have this model?" becomes, "Is this the model you want?" After asking a closing question, stay silent. The next person who speaks loses. Structure questions to eliminate no. "Would you like these in light or dark colors?" Use the puppy dog close. Let prospects experience ownership before committing. Like pet stores offering overnight puppy trials, provide test drives and demos that create emotional investment. Long-term success requires pipeline discipline. 10 new prospect calls daily, 10 appointments weekly, 10 follow-ups daily, 2 presentations daily, 4 prospect lunches weekly, plus consistent networking. Track everything: calls, appointments, sales, dollars contracted and collected. Network where prospects gather. Commit to involvement, attend consistently, give first without keeping score, and pursue one-on-one meetings with genuine interest rather than transactional mindset. Winners build genuine relationships, ask powerful questions, and persist when others quit. Stop chasing commissions, start building friendships. Stop pitching, start asking. Your success isn't determined by your territory, but by your willingness to do the uncomfortable work of truly connecting with people.